This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 738, Three Reasons You Should Stop Budgeting by the Month, by Nick True of MappedOutMoney.com. And I am your host and narrator. My name is Dan, and a happy first day of Kwanzaa if you are celebrating, and Boxing Day as well. This is, of course, where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And I want to thank Abby Connect for their support. If you're hearing that people are fed up with calling your business only to reach a voicemail, a robot, or someone who sounds busy, bored, or bothered, try Abby Connect. They have a world-class, professional, and courteous team of receptionists ready to wow your callers by tomorrow morning. It's the end of the year now, and adding Abby Connect to answer your calls in 2019 is a great way to improve and grow your business in the new year. So try it out. Visit abbyconnect.com/finance and experience the difference today. That's abbyconnect.com/finance. And now let's get right to our post as we optimize your life. Three Reasons You Should Stop Budgeting by the Month, by Nick True of MappedOutMoney.com. Just start a budget, they said. It'll be easy, they said. All you got to do is start a budget, then all of your money problems will be solved and you'll ride off into the sunset in romantic money bliss. So you try it out. You start a budget, and then you barely get 2 weeks in and realize you're already off. But you keep pushing and you make it through your first month. Too bad you're nowhere close to the budget you set. How could you have predicted the dog would get worms and cost you $125 for worm pills? Oh well, try again next month. Then another month goes by and you're still blowing the budget. It wasn't the dog this time, but your brother turned 21, so you had to take him out for a few drinks. If only you would have remembered that earlier. You vow to do better next month and move forward. But over and over again, you keep getting off. You're getting more and more frustrated because this budgeting thing isn't working like it's supposed to. You go on like this for another month and eventually just give up. Screw it. Budgets don't work for you. Does this sound familiar? I know, because I've been there. Actually, I'm still there in a lot of ways. But it's not your fault. Sticking to a budget is actually very difficult. Unfortunately, a lot of financial gurus online don't talk about this. They want to pretend that doing money well is easy, and it's just not. The problem isn't that you just suck at managing money. The problem is that you're thinking about it all wrong. We're taught to think about our lives in terms of months. Every month, the rent is due, the utility bill is due, the cell phone bill, and on and on. Our financial lives default to a monthly basis. Yet it's detrimental to your financial health if you only think on a monthly basis. Here are a few reasons why. 1. You have uncommon large expenses. You've got oil changes, water heater repairs, dog bills, birthday presents, dentist appointments, broken arms, and the list goes on and on. When you have tunnel vision and only focus on a single month, your budget becomes rigid with little room for flexibility. If one thing goes wrong, then the entire month is blown. And although these expenses may be unexpected, they're inevitable, and we must expect them. But if you budget month to month, you can't expect the unexpected. There's no chance. You can't react when things change, and it totally kills you. 2. Holiday months require special attention. Forget about birthdays. Birthdays are nothing compared to Christmas. You've got presents for everyone in your family, and your spouse's family, and those pesky roommates from college who still send you gifts so you feel obligated to send them gifts back. You know exactly who I'm talking about. Then there's decorations, food, lights, pictures, drinks, and outfits for your cats. Okay, maybe that's just us. And Christmas isn't the only one. You've got Halloween costumes and parties to attend in October. Then there are other holidays without presents, but you still spend money. Think about July 4th and Labor Day weekend. Almost 5 months out of the year, you've got some sort of major holiday that costs you something. How in the world can you expect to stay on budget during these months? 3. You'll want to do different things. You can see that budgeting on a monthly basis is a problem, and we haven't even started talking about your own wants yet. Some months you'll go on vacations. Other months you'll eat out a lot. Sometimes you might spend a lot on gas going to visit friends, and other times you might stay home. No 2 months look alike. They're all different. And that's okay. It's part of it. But between unexpected happening, holidays rolling around, and your own wants changing, how are you supposed to budget? What to do instead? Instead of staying narrowly focused on month to month, you need to look for overall trends. If you're still in your first 6 months of budgeting, don't get discouraged by not being on target. That's fine, and it's part of the process. Don't let it get you down, And most importantly, don't stop trying to hit your goals. After 6 months, you'll be able to see trends in your spending. Then after a year, you'll have a much better handle on what a typical month looks like. That's when your budget starts to get more accurate. For example, Hannah and I found that last year we spent roughly $800 on Christmas. That's decorations, presents, costumes for the cats, Christmas cards, and other miscellaneous Christmas spending. So starting in January of this past year, we set aside $80 per month just for Christmas. If we came across a present for someone that we wanted to put away, we would use that $80 to buy it. Then whatever is left at the end of the month went into a special savings account that is for Christmas only. This way, we will have plenty of money saved to start spending most of it in November and December. You can do this with all unexpected expenses, whether it's car repairs, holidays, birthdays, even medical bills. After a solid year of budgeting, you'll have a good handle on your base unexpected needs. Hannah and I budget $250 per month in unexpected expenses. Anything we don't spend out of that just goes to savings for later use. Unfortunately, lately, we've been needing all of it. But that's life. Things happen. Software that can help. In order to look for overall trends, you'll probably need to use software. Unless you're going to break out your compass from high school geometry. Most people will need some form of software to get a solid idea of what's happening over the long term. Hannah and I use You Need a Budget, YNAB, to track all of our expenses. We love it because it allows us to easily change where we budget money and stay flexible. I highly recommend YNAB, and they don't pay me a dime for saying that. I just use it and love it, and think you should too. If you're not up for YNAB, a few others I'll mention are Personal Capital and Quicken. Personal Capital is fantastic for investments and for seeing all of your accounts in one place, but it is lacking on the budgeting side. However, if all you're looking for is to get an overall trend, it'll do the job. Quicken is a bit better on budgeting compared to Personal Capital, but it doesn't have quite as much flexibility as YNAB. However, if you're looking to run reports and see spending habits, it does the trick. And of course, I can't talk about budgeting software and not mention building your own spreadsheets. While most of us aren't interested in spending the time and effort required, there's definitely a lot of personal reward in building something yourself. Just keep going. Budgeting is hard. Money is hard. Adulting is hard. None of this is easy, but it can be done. So pick up a budgeting app, create a budget, and get started screwing it up. That's the only way to learn what works for you. Just don't be discouraged. We all have things come up and we all miss our goals, but moving forward is the only way to win long term. So just keep going. You just listened to the post titled, 3 Reasons You Should Stop Budgeting by the Month, by Nick True of MappedOutMoney.com. And YNAB is our favorite for tracking income and expenses, and you can get an extended trial at oldpodcast.com/track. And thank you again to Abby Connect. It's a gamble spending money advertising a business only to deliver a poor customer service experience. That's caused more than half of Americans, like me, to walk away from a purchase or business. Any business with customers is in the people business, so it's no surprise that 79% of consumers want high-quality, human-driven customer service. And that's where Abby Connect comes in. If you don't believe us, check out the reviews on Google. Hundreds of owners like you have thrived after using Abby Connect services. It's the end of the year, and adding Abby Connect to answer your calls in 2019 is a great way to improve and grow your business in the new year. Visit abbyconnect.com/finance to experience the difference with a free 2-week trial and $95 off your first bill. That's abbyconnect.com/finance for 2 free weeks and $95 off your first bill. And that's going to do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you so much for being a subscriber and regular listener. You have played a huge part in keeping our podcasts going. Have a great rest of your day, a happy Kwanzaa and Boxing Day, and I will see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.